Welcome to the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show, the weekly mental ed show for high-achieving women professionals. Welcome back to the show. I am excited for today's episode. We are unpacking what it means to embrace vulnerability and why this is such a strength for us as women, and specifically as women who are leaders in our respective roles, right? And y'all know that when we unpack leadership here, it's not just this, you know, position that women have in a career, but rather embracing all of the roles that we have in leadership. And yes, a lot of times that does look like what we have with our career and also other leadership roles within our homes and within our communities. So today, when we talk about embracing vulnerability, it is looking at how we can embrace this in all of our roles. I really want to unpack the intersection of vulnerability and leadership, and then tie this into how it empowers you and me as women leaders. And here's the thing, is that vulnerability in leadership, it is the willingness for you, the willingness for me to expose ourselves to uncertainty, to expose ourselves to risk, and to have emotional exposure. And this is not a place where you want to just go and unload and, you know, air out all your laundry and all your feels and all the things, right? Vulnerability is something we must take great responsibility in looking at how it can make us stronger and deeper connected with ourselves and with others. Okay. So when I started to do research for this episode, and I was looking at vulnerability, and I was looking at, gosh, when we're vulnerable, we are exposing ourselves to the risk of uncertainty. And there feels like there's not safety or control in uncertainty. And if you're anything like me, we like to feel safe and we like to feel in control. All of us with a brain would agree to that. But leaders who learn to embrace the vulnerability, and when we learn how to acknowledge that we don't have to have all the answers, and we can be open to exploring new ideas, new perspectives, new possibilities, that is when we're able to confidently step into the unknown and navigate it with courage and with resilience. And I'm going to be honest, this is something that has been so hard for me, because from as far back as I can remember, I liked everything to be in my control. Type A to the max, organized, highlighted, sub bullet pointed, you know, dot every I, cross every T to the max. I liked control. I liked predictability. I like things to be exactly the same in a very rigid manner. And in that, over years, 20 plus years of living with this, you know, way of life, it caused me to experience shelling, masking, blocking, pushing away people, pushing away opportunities when things didn't feel safe or when things and people wanted to get close. Because it was new, it was fearful, it was scary. And I've learned in embracing this vulnerability and the truth that we can step forward with courage and with resilience. Okay. The second part in looking at vulnerability in leadership is that when we decide we want to embrace it, we are opening ourselves up to taking risks. And vulnerable leaders understand that leadership, it often requires us taking risks, okay? Whether it's pursuing, you know, innovation or strategies or making different difficult decisions or speaking up about important issues or leading with truth, we have to get out of our comfort zone and embrace the possibility of failure, of rejection, of people having their own emotional journeys and us not being responsible for it. And that in itself is such a profound realization, is that, yeah, when we agree to vulnerability, when we agree to stepping outside of our comfort zones and putting ourselves on the line for being rejected by other people in the pursuit of what is true and what is meaningful for us, we're going to have that risk. And also, that's where knowing who you are at your core is so important. And that's one thing that I've really been able to unpack over the last few years, really this last year in general with my therapists and mentors, is understanding who I truly am on the inside. And when I'm able to stand firm in that and practice that every single day, and I show up and I take calculated, responsible risks that are in alignment with my true north, then I let other people go on their own emotional journey. And I'm not responsible for that. Right. And I think that's where we can get in trouble as high achievers, as people pleasers, if you have that innate bone in you, like I do, is that we want to bear the emotional weight of others. And we simply can't do that. We take emotional responsibility for ourselves and we can hold space for others, but it is not your responsibility to take on the emotional dysregulation of others. Okay. Which is really a nice segue into, excuse me, our, excuse me, everybody, our next little part here, looking at emotional exposure, right? So when we talk about being vulnerable in leadership, it is you being authentic and transparent about your own emotions, about your own thoughts, about your own experiences. But here's where I want to draw a really fine line. This is not you laying down emotional baggage and treating everybody around you like a therapist. This is you committing to doing your work and being open to share personal stories, to express your vulnerability, to connect with others on such a deep level. And when you're able to create this emotional openness, it fosters trust. It creates empathy. It builds authenticity with yourself and with others. And it creates this environment where the people around you, they feel valued, they feel loved, and they feel understood. But we have to value, love, and understand ourselves first before we can offer that to other people. So you can see that vulnerability in leadership, it's not about weakness. It's not about being overly emotional, but it's about strength. It's about courage. It's about authenticity. And when you're a leader who embraces that, you're going to be better equipped to inspire others, to motivate others, to empower others, and ultimately driving greater unity and expansion to those around you. And it all starts with leading yourself first. When you can lead yourself first and do so well, you will naturally become very good at leading others next. When I look back at my own life and my own leadership journey, and I think about this season where I did a terrible job at leading myself, I was way off track. And I thought in that moment, in that season, that I could do a good job at leading others. And that's just not possible, right? So we have to lead ourselves first. And knowing what your truth is, what your values are, what your morals are, what your beliefs are, and anchoring into that. And I wasn't doing that, right? So we gotta know that for ourselves, anchor into that, lead ourselves well, and in that, we're able to build other leaders very well. But there are some fears of vulnerability. And when I was talking with some of the teams that I train, Like we sat down, like, listen, y'all, like, what are some of the fears that you have about being vulnerable? And some of the most common fears that were shared was the perceived of weakness, right? People think, women especially, that when we show vulnerability, it's a perceived sign of weakness. And it's not. If you worry that opening up about your own struggles or your own emotions could undermine you, it's the exact opposite. And if it's a, if you're in an environment where it does, get out of that environment fast. When you are able to open up to your own vulnerability, you're going to create a deeper, humane connection with humanity. With humanity. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. When we can release our flaws and connect to others in our imperfections, in our struggles, in our challenges, that's a human connection. We also heard about concerns around being judged, that there's this fear around being judged or criticized by others if you reveal your vulnerabilities. You might seem incompetent or emotional or unfit for whatever role you're in, right? If you share your doubts or your insecurities or your challenges, again, it makes you human. And the point is you don't want to sit there. You don't want to sit in the hard. You don't want to sit in the worry, but you got to recognize them. And then you do your work around them. That's what's most important. I think also one of the really popular responses that I heard that rang true for so many of the women that I work with is this pressure to conform. This pressure to conform to expectations from other people, from society, from what, you know, whatever it may be, to signify worthiness or strength or that you're confident or that you're resilient. And you downplay this vulnerability to conform into what other people want of you, even if it's not true to who you are. So we have this pressure to conform to expectations, and then we fear that rejection. We fear the isolation. We fear the, you know, the loss of respect or love or whatever it is, that emotion that you're seeking. And for some of you, it might even be this fear around imposter syndrome, this phenomenon that is characterized by the feelings of doubt or inadequacy or you know, lack of evidence, quote unquote evidence for, you know, your success or your competence or whatever it may be. And it can be hard for these women to acknowledge their vulnerabilities or to seek support because you might be exposed as a fraud or a failure or a fake. You're not. I'm not. We're human. Okay. And the most important thing is that we don't have to feel this inner pressure to fit in. We don't have to feel this inner pressure to, you know, seek out worthiness. Listen, you are 100% worthy, and you've always been 100% worthy. You are 100% lovable, and you have always been 100% lovable, and so have I. And if we lose that truth and we lose that power to recognize that it's always been within us, that's when we can get off course. So we look at these fears. We recognize that these are real fears that women have about showing up with vulnerability. Okay. Even though we know that we might be exposing ourselves to uncertainty, we might be taking risks, we might have our emotions just laid out there. And we see that, and we're afraid of that. And what I want to encourage you today is to keep going. Implement vulnerability. Implement ways that you can show up as your truest self and embody that. There's three ways that we can do this, very practical ways that you can begin to apply this. The first is sharing personal stories and your own experiences. When we start to share our story, we demonstrate vulnerability. Okay. For me, this has been years of being masked. I didn't even know my story. I didn't even know who I was. And as I've been able to do this really deep inner work and get to the core and the root of who I am and the challenges I've faced in my lifetime and the mistakes that I've made or the times when I have felt uncertain or afraid, by opening up about my own vulnerabilities, I've realized that I can show others that it's okay to be imperfect and that vulnerability is not a weakness, but rather a strength. And in that imperfection, if we're willing to do our work, we're able to connect deeper and expand greater and make a positive impact in this world. So sharing personal stories and experiences connects human to human. The second one is a real piece of humble pie, admitting your mistakes and asking for help. This one can be so hard. It was so hard for me. And when we're able to admit our mistakes, ask for help when it's needed, instead of trying to project this image of perfection and invincibility, we're able to not only acknowledge the mistakes that we've made, but we take responsibility for it. And this shows humility, it shows authenticity, and it also encourages open communication with those around you. And it's hard. It's hard to admit our mistakes. It's hard to ask for help. And I promise you, from my own experience, that when you do this and when you seek out help, and here's the thing, is that being a high achieving woman, we are a lot of the times the face of certain brands, the face of organizations. We have pretty predominant leadership roles that we're afraid of losing, or we're afraid of losing respect or our position or whatever it is because of a mistake that we have made or because we need help. And I'll tell you from my own experience that there is nothing more humbling than truthfully when I had to get down on my knees and completely surrender everything to not only clean up my mess, but also get the help that I've needed for years. And I've been too prideful to ask for it. So when you take on that humility and you get the help you need, whether it be from therapists, coaches, friends, mentors, your church, all the above, right? Whatever it is for you, that's when true healing takes place. And the last one is looking at open dialogue. It's looking at being open to dialogue, being open to feedback. Another thing that can be really hard is to hear other people's perspectives and opinions and feedback, right? So I'm very careful with who I receive feedback from. Everybody and their mom can have an opinion, right? But when you know your safety, when you know your circle, your safe circle, and you create that safe space and a supportive environment where people feel comfortable in sharing their thoughts, ideas, concerns, whatever it is, we encourage them to do the same. And this creates this bond of greater trust, stronger and deeper relationships, and greater expansion, greater problem solving, greater decision making, and all in all, what we're looking for, right? So it's so important that we're able to just dive into the power of vulnerability, make it a part of our life, make it a part of our future, and make it a part of who we are. And in this, we will begin to expand into who we are fully meant to be when we can shed the layers and own our story, own our voice, and own all that the future has for us. I'll see you guys back here next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show. Remember, every week is an opportunity for you to grow the leader within.